Baltimore holds its heritage dear. A statue of Baltimore Colts hero Johnny Unitas welcomes fans to Raven Stadium. And in the summertime, essayist Bonnie Wolfe explains Balmorons, as some residents self-derisively call themselves, cherish their snowballs.
First of all, a snowball is not a snow cone. The ice is coarser and the syrup is thicker. And with a dollop of ice cream or marshmallow, it is pure Baltimore summertime. Snowballs are like sweet corn on the cob, fresh garden tomatoes, and lemonade. They taste like summer. In the 1930s, my father-in-law would play tennis until midnight at the only downtown Baltimore park with lights. In those days before air conditioning, some families slept outdoors in the parks to escape the suffocating heat and humidity that made their homes feel unbearably close. My father-in-law had a 2-mile walk home. The late-night West Baltimore streets were alive with people sitting on their white marble stoops, waiting for their homes to cool down enough for sleep. On his way, he now tells his grandchildren, he would stop at least twice for snowballs at makeshift stands in row house cellars. The sidewalk-level windows were open, and he could see someone hand-shaving a huge block of ice covered in a piece of cloth to keep it cold. He would order a basic snowball for 2 cents. For another penny, you could add marshmallow, and for a nickel, ice cream. Baltimoreans have air conditioning now, but they still want their snowballs. My brother-in-law, Eddie, now goes to Paradise Ice in a shopping center parking lot. It's owned by the nephew of my father-in-law's barber. That's so Baltimore. Everybody knows who's related to everybody else and how. He's selling snowballs to send his daughter to college. My brother-in-law, Stephen, goes to J.T.'s Market and Deli in the working-class neighborhood of Hamden at least twice a week for his cherry snowball. He took me along a few weeks ago. They have the classics: cherry, chocolate, root beer, and egg custard, of course. But they also have a new line of funky flavors like Skylight, it's blue, and syrups named after superheroes and cartoon characters like Spider-Man and SpongeBob SquarePants. Last year they had a Britney Spears, but they said it wasn't too popular. But snowballs aren't about fashion. They're about some things never changing. In an era when you can get a good humor bar at the grocery store, but no longer from a man in white in a truck with bells, it's comforting to know there are still snowballs on the streets of Baltimore in the summertime.
Bonnie Wolfe grew up in the Midwest and now lives in Washington, D.C., but she's married to a native Baltimorean.